following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We've got a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we've got Steve Lapidus coming back on from Age Force talking about their new creatine beta-alanine patch and also answering a lot of questions that are being emailed to the show and to him from listeners about other patches as well. Later in the show, we're going to have Dr. John J. Cannell on. He is the head and founder of the Vitamin D Council. Groundbreaking work. Also the author of Vitamin D and Sports Performance book that we talked about when he was on the show last. Today we're going to take it a little different with him. A lot of us are using cod liver oil. Dr. Cannell feels very, very strongly that cod liver oil does not have the appropriate ratios of vitamin A to vitamin D, and this can actually cause health problems. And we're going to be discussing what you can do about that and how to know what to use. Before we get started, two announcements I have to make. First of all, the Age Force beta-alanine creatine free trial offer. That's right. Get a free one-month supply of this new exciting creatine beta-alanine patch to my listeners only. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the banner ad. You can't miss it. Someone actually emailed me and said they couldn't find it. It's a huge skyscraper ad on the right-hand side of the homepage that actually follows you wherever you go. It's probably annoying to some people. Click that. And you'll be transported to the Age Force page. And then once you go to the checkout, use the coupon code CB for creatine beta-alanine, CB free, all one word. And you will get a free 30-day trial sample to try the product out. Now, we're going to answer some questions, so I don't want to get too much deeper into that. But this offer ends September 25th at midnight, which is actually this Sunday. So don't put it off too long. It's not often that you can get something for free and try it out, and it just goes to show you that Age Force is willing to let you try something before you make a long-term purchase. Second thing I want to talk about is Superhuman Radio is looking to expand its workforce. We're looking for a dynamic super salesperson, somebody who's had experience in selling some form of advertising. I don't care if it's print advertising, some form of advertising in the past. The opportunity is exponential. You can work from home. You have benefits like being able to attend various shows on the bodybuilding and anti-aging circuit free of charge with press passes, free samples of supplements. I mean, the opportunity is really, really great for the right person. I need that person to contact me by emailing me at onair@superhumanradio.com. Include a current resume and a phone number for me to call you back and put in the subject line so we can get through them because we get a lot of emails to that email address. Put in the subject line there, salesperson, so that I know where to go quickly and get to you, okay? So check it out. And if it's not you, if it's a friend of yours or relative that fits the position, please put them in touch with me. My guest has been on the show before. He's very forthright and very direct about his answers, about his products, and that's Steve Lapidus. How you doing, Steve?
Good call. Great to be back. Thanks for having me back.
Sure, sure. And we had to have you back. We get inundated with questions. Whenever you launch a new product, right back to the days that you advertise your first product on the show, we get a lot of questions about your products. And the one that was posted on my Facebook most recently that I want to come forth with and hit right between the eyes is why a creatine beta-alanine patch. Someone posted, I'm sorry, I don't remember your name, I apologize. Oh, it was actually Johan Udestrom from Scandinavia. I'm sorry, Johan. I know Elisa knows where you live better than I do. Maybe there's something to that. But anyway, Johan asked why is creatine difficult to digest and absorb? Do you have an opinion on that?
Well, it certainly is. It's a substance that is difficult to absorb into the bloodstream via the digestive process. That's why you see a lot of claims by creatine supplement companies that they put buffers in, they put stimulators in, they do this and that to their formula to make it more bioavailable. Those are some of the buzzwords they use.
Right.
That is, we don't play that up, but that's really one of the advantages of our creatine patch with beta-alanine being a transdermal patch. We're bypassing the digestive system. So those issues are totally negated, non-issues with
right.
us.
Right.
The value of the creatine dosage is going directly into your bloodstream with the patch.
Right. Right. Okay.
And those challenges are ones that we don't face. There are some great oral creatine supplements out there, Carl. Great formulas. We've tested 40 or 50 of them. But they all have to face the challenges in the digestive system, the harsh digestive acids in your stomach, being, of course, the primary challenge.
So why did you combine beta-alanine with your creatine patch? Why not just come out with a creatine patch?
Well, again, we always try to have a product that has advantages over the competition. Obviously, the first advantage is it's a transdermal patch, and we think that's a huge advantage versus oral supplements. But we also, creatine is the number one selling fitness supplement in the marketplace, has been for 10 years.
Right.
More creatine powders, powdered supplements and pills, whatever, are sold than any other fitness product. So a lot of competition out there, and we wanted to not only be able to hang our hats on the fact that we're a transdermal patch for the creatine, but we wanted to put something else into that formula that would differentiate us, give us a marketing plus, if you will.
Right.
Another reason for the consumer to buy our product, not just because it was a patch, but because it was creatine plus another valuable formula element. And we focused on beta-alanine. Because it's a little understood. It's not one of these supplements that has a huge visibility to the in the health and fitness
right.
Consumer's mind, but it is a terrific supplement. When you're working out or exercising strenuously, or you're in the gym or playing some high intensity sport, and you're stretching your muscles, whether it be with weights, machines, or running, or whatever the case, there's lactic acid buildup. Okay?
Right.
It's inevitable. Lactic acid keeps building up in your muscles as you exercise. Beta-alanine is one of the few natural substances. It's a natural occurring beta amino acid that, as it's introduced into your system, that's a little complicated, but it's a precursor for carnosine.
Right.
Okay.
In fact, some think it's the limiting factor for carnosine, because there have been studies where direct frank carnosine administration was outperformed by just beta alanine administration. So,
well, again, I'm not really informed, and I can't answer that.
Actually, the carnosine taken orally is broken down into its component parts before reassembled by the body, and taking beta-alanine by itself increased muscle carnosine levels to a greater degree than taking a similar amount of carnosine. It's been shown.
Okay. Understood. Okay. I misunderstood you at the beginning. So we're introducing huge amounts of creatine into the system, but we're also introducing beta-alanine, okay, which is causing your system to create carnosine. What does carnosine do? It decreases fatigue by buffering the lactic acid buildup.
Right.
It's reducing or limiting the buildup of lactic acid so that you can work out harder, work out longer before you get that muscle burn and that muscle fatigue.
Right. Right.
So it's a 1-2 punch. We're extremely excited about it because this isn't just the best creatine supplement out there, which we feel it is hands down, but it's creatine with icing on the cake.
Yeah.
And an added benefit to, help foster and enforce better, higher quality, longer workouts.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick workout. Let's take a quick break. I'm actually going to do some push-ups during the break. That's why I had it on my mind.
There you go.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about the free trial so that we can clear up some questions about that. We're talking with Steve Lapidus. He's with Age Force. They are the producers of some of the most interesting and novel transdermal patches for fitness and health. And my audience has an opportunity to get a free 30-day trial sample of the new creatine beta-alanine patch. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the banner ad, and use the coupon code CBFREE. Take advantage of it now because it expires Sunday at midnight, September 25th at midnight. We'll be right back. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. You already know how great the Testa 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testa 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testa 100 patch today. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Steve Lapidus from Age Force. And
Carl, have a quick question.
Go ahead.
I know you want to talk about the free trial and how it works and what have you. I wonder if you can indulge me a minute. There's
of course.
A very interesting story about creatine that I think your listeners would enjoy.
Okay.
Okay. Creatine was, a lot of people don't know about this, a little bit of history. Creatine was discovered in 1832 by a European researcher. He identified it as a component of skeletal muscle, and he named it creatine, which in Greek is a word for meat. I'm not sure what the correlation is there, but
I didn't know that.
Be that as it may, in 1912, researchers at Harvard University conclusively proved that that creatine can dramatically boost energy in muscles. They found that larger amounts of creatine stored in muscles dramatically increased muscular energy.
Right.
But again, creatine was not, after that, all those studies, creatine still was not a popular supplement. And here's the interesting thing, how creatine became so popular. In the 1992 Olympics in Barcelona, two British athletes won medals. Linford Christie won the 100-meter dash, and Sally Gunnell won the 400-meter hurdles. And both of these athletes, Linford Christie and Sally Gunnell, were not well-known athletes. They were total long shots. Nobody, weren't even favored to medal at all. But in interviews after they won their respective races, they started telling reporters, when asked, how did you accomplish this? They both talked about creatine in their workout routines, that they were both taking tremendous amounts of creatine to increase their energy and muscular
output, right.
Performance.
Right.
And that opened the floodgates. After those interviews, 1912 studies were dusted off, new studies were done, and from that point on, very quickly, creatine became the largest selling sports and fitness supplement in the world.
Yeah. No, I didn't know that whole story, but you know what the interesting thing is? There's a similar story behind beta-alanine.
Okay, that I'm not aware of.
I can't tell you when beta-alanine was first discovered, but what I can tell you is we did a show on beta-alanine back in 2008, I believe it was. Yeah, it was definitely 2008. Beginning of 2008, maybe it was 2007. Boy,
before my time, Carl.
Yeah, before mine too. I was doing it from the womb. But anyway, it was either 2007 or 2008. We did our first show about beta alanine, and at that time, the guy who was on my show talking about it, very knowledgeable about it, he said that beta alanine was discovered around and really came to the forefront of the fitness industry around the same time that androstenedione exploded thanks to Mark McGuire. So beta alanine was ignored because it wasn't as sexy as a testosterone converting hormone, a hormone that would be a parent hormone to testosterone. That was much sexier than this amino acid. But lots of the Korean speed skating team paid attention to the beta alanine science. And I forget what year it was, but there was one year that they medaled 8 out of 11 of the long track events.
So a similar scenario.
And
they
were all using beta alanine, and they medaled a 9 out of 11 of the long track events. And then everybody went, wait a minute, what is this beta alanine? And then it started to become popular again.
Right. And but, that's exactly what happened with creatine after the two British sprinters medaled at gold medal, both won gold medals.
Right.
And they were nowhere on, they were on, weren't on anybody's radar, but when they started talking about creatine supplementation, a lot of eyebrows went up, and that's when creatine became so popular.
Now, first of all, do you do free trials from time to time?
We do occasionally. Obviously, a free trial represents a huge financial investment on our part.
Right.
You get let's take
a lot
the,
of tire a lot of tire kickers.
Well, yeah. Well, let's take this creatine patch at our lowest price is $40, and if we get 1,000 orders, that's a $40,000 investment
right. We're
making.
Right.
So but again, we're willing to put our money where our mouth is when we believe in products.
Right.
We think a product's going to give consumer satisfaction. We'll take that shot.
Initial customer trial is very, very important. Most companies are not willing to do initial customer trial. And for a couple of reasons. Not because all companies are hiding something, but not all products allow you to see the results in a short enough period of time where it's reasonable to give an initial customer trial. But clearly a creatine beta-alanine product, you should absolutely start seeing some sort of results within the first week.
We feel that, and there's a lot of people. We get emails, and I think you have also. I don't like signing up for auto shipments, monthly
right.
auto shipments.
Right. Let's address that for a second. That's one of the questions. That was one of the questions that was put on my Facebook. Do I have to sign up for the auto shipment to get the free sample?
The answer is yes.
But let me
tell you why, Carl.
Right.
We have what I think is a very consumer friendly, benevolent auto ship policy. You're never obligated. Anytime anybody wants to stop an auto shipment, they send us an email, and there are multiple ways to send us emails on our contact us page on our website, our guarantee page. All have links. You click on the link, it brings up an email form to us. Say, I'm Steve Lapidus. Please cancel my auto ship.
How long does it take? Okay, that was
within 1 hour, without fail, 24/7, that customer gets back an email confirming their cancellation. We're extremely prompt about that. We're very careful about it. We want to avoid any misunderstandings. Hey, I sent you an email. How come I'm getting billed? No one's ever obligated.
And that's a really important point. There have been people who have done things like this in the past. One company that comes to mind used to sell a male enhancement product on the television, a very, very campy, funny commercial, and the guy ended up going to jail because their mode of operation was once you got on that merry-go-round, they would not let you off. They would constantly keep billing your credit card and shipping you product.
And that guy went to jail.
Scammy
company. There's also people have a lot of scar tissue. There were, you don't see it too much anymore, but in 2008, 2009, 2010, people were bombarded with free trial offers for various products, not just supplements, where you ordered it and it was a 15-day free trial, and on the 16th day you got billed for that free trial product,
right?
Unless you opted out. That's not what we're about. This is a first month, 100% free. You do pay shipping and handling, we can discuss. We have very inexpensive shipping and handling charges. But that first month is free of charge. If you're happy during the first month, give the product a chance and you're happy, great. Allow us to continue shipping you and billing you for as long as you want.
And really what you're trying to do here is this, and let's say it like it is. What you're trying to do here is there are people out there who will take anything for free. There are people out there that if they saw an email for free dog food and they didn't have a pet, they would go ahead and case. Yeah, I'll take some.
Correct.
Okay. And these
Correct.
People, by and large, are really kind of like moochie people who they will take anything for free, even if it doesn't benefit them. They can't use it because it's a free offer, number one. So the company offering the free sample has all their flesh in the game. The quote-unquote consumer potential buyer needs to put a little flesh in the game. And in your case, what you're saying to them is, look, you're going to have to go through the process of signing up for the auto ship, but you're not committed to the auto ship. If after the first 3 weeks you think that this product isn't for you, there's plenty of time for you to cancel. We're not going to bill
just
you
send,
and
just
ship
send
you.
Send us an email before that 30-day anniversary date.
There you go.
And you're out with no further obligation. Let's say somebody's they're on the fence that first month. Well, I'll try another month. Okay. Then if they're not happy, just cancel.
Right.
I can tell you that a terrific percentage of our free trial customers go on to paid monthly delivery because they're getting satisfaction.
They're getting what they want. Let's face it, you're not ordering this product because you don't want it to work.
Right. What we don't want is somebody that places an order on the auto ship, and as soon as they get their product, they cancel. Okay? You know, that's not being fair to us. That's not the spirit in which we're offering the free trial.
Right, because they didn't even try it, that means.
Exactly, exactly. So, again, you know, we'll get some of those. There's no way to stop that. You know, we have found with the few free trial offers that we've done that the majority of people are happy with the product. They continue to allow us to ship them monthly for as long as, you know, they're getting product satisfaction.
Right.
And, you know, we appreciate that. If somebody's not happy or feels that the product didn't deliver the benefits they were hoping for, email to us within 1 hour. Their order is canceled, and they get a confirming email for their record, so there are no misunderstandings. We do get a lot of people, not a lot, but we do get people that call, try to phone us to cancel. We do not accept phone call cancellations, and that's to avoid any misunderstandings.
Yeah.
We want a record.
Yeah, you got to have something.
You canceled,
yeah.
And we want to give you a record that we confirm your cancellation if that's the case.
Gotcha.
So, again, you know, we're excited about giving Superhuman Radio this 7-day exclusive launch and with the free trial. And again, it's a great product. It just blows away oral creatine supplements, and it's got beta alanine. I hope your listeners will take advantage of it.
I'm excited about it. I think it's a good. I mean, these are two good ergogenic aids, and they're well studied, well researched, and really all you're doing here that's different than anything else is, you know, because there's a lot of people who take creatine and they claim that it bloats them or gives them diarrhea. As a matter of fact, a lot of the advertising by companies that manufacture alternative molecules of creatine, like back in the day, creatine ethyl ester came out, and with all these different creatines that were designed to, you could take less of it. And you would still get the benefits of creatine. A lot of the advertisements back then used to promote the notion that those products were for people who couldn't tolerate good old-fashioned creatine monohydrate because it caused diarrhea, it caused bloating, it caused water retention, or they didn't want to load with it, or they had to use high sugar content drinks to get it into the cell. And so there's a whole industry. Yeah, the whole industry based just on that. Really, all you're doing is you're taking a different bite at the apple. You're saying, look, we have a way to avoid gastric issues. We have a way to avoid water bloating. We have a way to avoid the diarrhea. We have a way to avoid all that. And we think ours is a bit more elegant because you stick it to your skin and you walk away with it.
A 21st century science call.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Do we have time before a break?
No, we got to take a break. Hold your thought, because I have other questions from listeners also.
Okay, great.
We're talking with Steve Lapidus from Age Force. You can get a 30-day free trial. The offer expires midnight, September 25th. There is a small shipping and handling fee, as there is with anything. These are unrecoverable fees by companies that they cannot afford to absorb on top of the free product, let's face it. If you want to take advantage of it, go to superhumanradio.com, click the tall skyscraper banner ad on the right-hand side. I don't know if people are not seeing it. I get a guy who said he doesn't see it. And use the coupon code CBFREE at checkout to get your free 30-day trial of this new creatine beta-alanine patch. We'll be right back. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, mechanogrowth growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today
today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal pack. Stage one releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage two is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Get strong. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, we're going to address some of the questions that I've been emailed or posted on my Facebook or sent to me in messages on Facebook. The first one that I've gotten quite a few of these is the free offer available to listeners overseas. Obviously, we have an internationally syndicated show here. And we have
the answer to that is yes. We ship worldwide. We use United States International Priority Mail. It's about 6 business day delivery anywhere in the world, and we will ship the free trial worldwide. Shipping and handling for international orders is $19.95.
Okay, so it's $19.95. Now, is there a way for them to execute that easily on the website when they put their address in? Does it automatically?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's all the shopping cart is all menu driven, and when you enter your address, the appropriate shipping and handling comes up. Yes.
Are there any issues with getting these delivered? If I remember correctly, you can actually ship these in a flat, right, in an envelope.
We ship in document letter envelopes, so there is no customs paperwork, no taxes, duties, what have you.
Yeah, good. And that also means nobody's snooping around to see what's inside the envelope on top of it.
Correct.
That's good to know. Okay. As far as the beta-alanine creatine patch goes, when should someone apply it? How long should they leave it on? Obviously, this is a couple questions I've gotten so far.
Yeah, this patch is because of the formula, it's an 8-hour time release. I believe, Carl, if I'm not mistaken, our instructions for use are to apply the patch a couple of hours before you're going to work out. If you have an early morning workout, put the patch on the evening before and sleep with it and take it off in the morning.
Well, now, wait a minute. Has anyone done that yet?
I don't know.
I have to say, in my humble opinion, you don't want to sleep with a creatine patch because it can actually keep you up. Creatine has been studied by the U.S. government and used with military personnel who have to pull all-nighters. It actually may make the brain creatine will make the brain more alert and may not allow you to sleep as well. I would suggest, in my humble opinion, having the patch there by your bedside and slap it on as soon as you wake up, and maybe you'll go to the gym in an hour and a half because you still have to eat something. And that's my humble opinion. Because let's face
it. All right, we'll take a look. We'll take a look at that.
Both creatine and beta-alanine are not designed to be acutely effective. They're designed to store themselves in the cell and be used on demand. And that's why once you use creatine for a month, you can stop using it, but you'll still see the benefits of it for weeks thereafter. I forget if it was – there was a study done on creatine. Once an individual was loaded, so to speak, when they reached a cellular saturation level for creatine – cessation of supplementation, I stand to be corrected, and maybe someone remembers this study, and I'd be glad to be corrected on this one. I want to say it was 6 weeks until creatine cellular levels went back to pre-supplementation levels. So I don't know that creatine is one of those things that needs to be acutely used, acutely effective. I think that if you're using it even an hour before your workout, the accumulated effects will affect your next workout the next day and so on and so forth.
I appreciate that input, Carl. We will get back to you on that, and we'll take another look at that.
Yeah, creatine has been shown to stimulate neuronal function and awakenedness or awareness for shift workers, people who work overnight. The government tested it in Iraq for enlisted personnel who had to be up at night because that was their shift, and they had a supplemented group and a non-supplemented group, and the supplemented group did not have any sense of tiredness. They had zero events of falling asleep on the job, where the non-supplemented group had lots of that. So creatine can make the brain more active.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay, we'll take a look at that.
Okay. All right. Now, how many patches actually come with a free trial?
A 30-day supply, and that's 24 patches.
So it's assumed that a person is not working out every single day of the month. They're taking some days off. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's 5 days a week, plus there are a couple of 5 workouts a week, and there are a couple extra patches.
I was just going to say, because really, if you're doing a 5-day-a-week workout, you're looking at about 22 workouts a week. So that's not bad at all. That's not bad.
Right,
at all.
And each package has 24 patches.
And the free trial, they get the whole thing. They're not getting
They're getting a full 1 month supply.
Okay.
Absolutely, it's a full month supply, and again, we're hoping with consumer satisfaction with the performance of the products, they'll allow us to the people opt to stay in the autoship program, and we'll bill them for the ongoing months.
Okay. The other question I wanted to ask about the where did it go? Hold on a second. You know what? Maybe let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break early, a couple minutes early. Let me find this. I had another good question here that somebody sent in, but I can't put my fingers on it.
Okay, I want to tell you something interesting about our melatonin.
Yeah, I was going to say, and I want to talk about some of the other patches because we have some feedback on those as well. We're talking with Steve Lapidus from AgeForce. You can get the free trial offer of their new creatine beta-alanine patch by going to Superhuman Radio, clicking the banner ad on the right-hand side, and then using the coupon code CBFREE. Take advantage of this. It expires September 25th at midnight. We'll be right back.
Check this out.
You
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience in being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA-free. Go to forsportlife.com today. That's the number 4, sportlife.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Call it all.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. A little later in the show, we're going to have Dr. John Cannell on. He is the head of the Vitamin D Council. We're going to be talking about the importance of vitamin D with A, but the proper ratios, because improper ratios can actually be hazardous to your health. Right now, we're talking with Steve Lapidus from Age Force about their new product, their creatine beta-alanine product. I got an email from somebody when I did the mailer on the special offer to my audience. And,
right.
and they said, you know, so many supplement companies continue to produce research behind their products, but yet there's no research behind the Age Force products. Why is that? And it's a fair question. I know the company's approach to this. You're not really interested in giving anybody a heads up on how things are working, but do you think you'll ever do any research on any of your products and say, look, we told you so?
Maybe sometime in the future. Right now, Carl, the transdermal patch technologies that we're using are such that we really don't, we don't feel it's in our best interest to be talking too much about what we're doing.
Creating your own competition, so to speak?
Yeah. Again, you know, we're very firm believers in the proof of the pudding is in the eating. Remember your dad used to tell you that?
Yeah.
And again, we want, we have a product satisfaction guarantee, for someone that, orders, if they're not happy. We do not request the return of the unused product. Just give people a credit if they're not satisfied.
That's pretty, I didn't realize that. That's pretty, righteous of you.
Our modus operandi is to get product out there into consumers' hands and let the consumer vote. If our product works, terrific. We've got a customer. So many supplement companies put out so much, of these research and these claims. You know, we think that's a lot of noise to a great extent. You know, there's some valid research out there by other supplement companies, but very few of them do double-blind placebo clinical trials. They can't afford to do them. You know, a double-blind trial can cost you upwards of $500,000. The research that's put out by most dietary supplement companies, we think is subject to some questions. We don't want to get in that game. We want to just put our products out there. We know the science behind them. Put products out there.
Let's look at this patch here. No one is arguing that creatine doesn't work. No one's arguing that beta-alanine doesn't work. And no one's arguing that transdermals can't deliver things through the skin. So I don't understand. Well, you know, to me, back in the day when I was the U.S. distributor for Flogel Ultra. And it was a transdermal vehicle. It was a lecithin-based organogel, the finest in the world, made by Jar Pharmaceuticals in Calgary, Canada. And people used to take their hormones, testosterone powder or whatever, and just blend it right into this stuff and use it. You could feel the stuff working. And no one doubted that it worked because Flogel was being used by the pharmaceutical industry to deliver drugs through the skin, as are patches. I mean, look, there's nicotine patches out there. Nobody's going, I got to see the science to see that nicotine's really getting into me.
Well, that's our position. You know, we think, companies that post a lot of this research or make these claims on the in their advertising, that's all well and good. That's just not our style. We want to... We want to get our products out there, let the customer try them, and performance and customer satisfaction is the ultimate decision maker. Which actually leads me to melatonin. You want to hear a quick story?
Yes, yes.
Okay, we introduced the melatonin patch it's coming up on 4 months ago.
Okay.
In that time, and again, we consider ourselves very fortunate. We've developed thousands and thousands and thousands, many thousands of customers for the melatonin patch via our auto ship program.
And I predicted that because it's such a mainstream product, it's going to appeal to such a wide
audience. And it was priced at a great price, $19.95 for the auto ship, and we've got thousands of auto ship customers.
And that's really a great deal, by the way. I buy a melatonin supplement. That's a liquid, long-acting supplement. And I think I pay $26 for that little bottle. Source Naturals. That's
right,
what it is.
Right. Okay. So now, how does a company like ours gauge, what consumers, think of our products? One way is phone calls we get. Okay. That's direct, communication with a consumer that tells us, what their experiences are. Another way is emails. We get, obviously, thousands of emails every week, hey, I like the, I like this patch or I don't like this patch, whatever the case may be.
Right.
But the other way that we gauge, and this is a little subjective, but here's another way we gauge consumer satisfaction with a product. As I said before, we have thousands and thousands of auto ship customers for melatonin in these first 4 months. Would you care to guess how many people have canceled their auto ship for melatonin?
1%.
Two people so far.
So what percent? That's a fraction of 1%.
Two people. That's a minute fraction of one.
Right.
It's less than one hundredth.
Did they give? And did they give you any? Did they give you any kind of feedback?
One person said it wasn't working for him. The other person said he had financial issues. He had to cancel.
Oh well, at least he's honest.
So that speaks volumes.
Yeah.
That is telling us that we've got thousands and thousands of people using melatonin patch with the highest level of satisfaction because they're voting by letting us continue to ship them every month.
You know something funny? There was a fella who posted on my wall one day that he was having trouble sleeping, and so he ordered the patches. And I guess they had come in, and he was still going to take his existing melatonin supplement until that ran out and the patches kicked in, and then he was going to start using the patches. And I guess one night he was having such a difficult time sleeping, he couldn't fall asleep for the life of him. And I think he had already taken, and I may be wrong about some of the, he either took his melatonin product or he decided to abandon it because it hadn't worked the night before. And I think that's what it was. It hadn't worked for nights. And he thought, you know what? I'm not going to try to squeeze every penny out of this. It's not working for me. And he put the patch on. And he said he fell asleep within minutes, and he slept all night. And he put it on my Facebook. He posted it on the wall on my Facebook, almost like he was not only pleased but amazed that it worked. And I'm thinking to myself, people have to understand that transdermal science is very, very, very reproducible, unless you have
that.
I'm sorry.
What's interesting is where we've had. In essence, no cancellations of the melatonin auto ship, which we that to us equates for an incredible level of customer satisfaction. You know, when we do an auto ship for HGH or HGH power patches or an auto ship for the testosterone patches, you know, those patches take a little bit of time to, you know, depending on the individual. A testosterone patch for sure is a natural formula that little by little is increasing testosterone level. So with those kinds of patches, you know, people might not get the instant gratification that they're looking for.
Or like, what was his name? Michael Sheely.
Right.
He is a drug-free power lifter his entire life, and he thought that if he uses drugs that within days he's going to see differences. And I explained to him off the air, actually, I said, there's only a couple drugs that will give you virtually overnight strength, and that is Trenbolone and then two orals, Dianabol and Anadrol. And
right.
I said, other than those three things, even testosterone takes weeks to kick in and start to affect you.
Yeah.
So why would you expect a patch that's raising testosterone levels to have any greater effect? And then I explained to him the difference with growth hormone doesn't make you stronger. It makes you sleep better. It makes you recover faster. It heals joints. You know, makes your skin thicker, makes your hair thicker. But it's not gonna. You're not gonna take growth hormone and go and throw the gym around. So there's a lot of misconceptions.
The
there's a lot of misconceptions.
You got to put the work in the gym.
Right. A lot of misconceptions.
Well, again, so you know, with the testosterone patch and with the HGH patch, a percentage of people canceling their auto ship because you know their world didn't turn 180 degrees the first 2 days.
Right. Right.
Melatonin, you know, that's instant gratification. You put that patch on, you're going to get a great night's sleep. Plus, you're going to get all the other benefits of melatonin that people don't seem to be aware of. They think it's
which I'm more interested in. I have to tell you the truth. The other day, I was watching a piece. Elisa pointed out that Dr. Mercola was on Dr. Oz, and so I looked at the video. And so Dr. McColl is talking about astaxanthin and how what a powerful antioxidant is and how it's beneficial for the eyes and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I actually have astaxanthin at home. I think Dr. Peter Rouse sent me some a long time ago. And I thought, you know, I'm going to start taking it. And while I'm sitting there, I hear him say, you know, an astaxanthin appears that it may have the ability to penetrate and get through the blood-brain barrier. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. He's saying that astaxanthin is one of the strongest antioxidants in the world. You got to take like between 4 and 8 milligrams for it to do something, and sometimes 2 times a day. Guess what? Melatonin is hands down by far, I don't care what you compare it to, the single strongest antioxidant in the world, and it abso-flippin-lutely passes the blood-brain barrier, or you wouldn't fall asleep from it. That's there is correct. There is no better antioxidant. 1 milligram of melatonin is 1,000 times better than 1,500 grams of, you know, this and 800,000 IUs of that. It's the best. It's the best
and
antioxidant.
Studies,
period.
Studies are coming out every year supporting so many other benefits of melatonin. It's great, great product, and there's a product that we're giving the consumer virtually instant gratification. I mean, they put a patch on and they sleep right
and they fall asleep.
So, so again, I thought that was worth mentioning to your audience.
No, absolutely, it's worth. And you know what? And if nothing else, but the takeaway should be this. If melatonin can be delivered through the skin via a patch, what makes you think creatine and beta-alanine can't? What makes you think?
Right.
Now, I mean, look, you can argue with the formulas. Like I've had people say, well, that Testo 100 patch, that's bunk. Well, let's look at it. What part of it's bunk? Well, this ingredient, that ingredient. Okay, what about D-aspartic acid? No, D-aspartic acid works. Well, what about androstenotrione, aromatase? No, androstenotrione works. Okay, so what you're saying is, you don't necessarily agree with the entire formula, but you do agree that these here components do raise testosterone, and you are agreeing that transdermal delivery works. Where's the argument? I don't see the argument now.
Well, again, you know, there are naysayers out there. You know, it just comes with the territory. One of the things we're looking at right now, kind of interesting, is we now have the ability to do a Q10 patch.
A CoQ10 patch.
CoQ10.
But will you use ubiquinol or ubiquinone?
I don't have the answer to that call.
Okay, I do. It's got to be ubiquinol. It has to be.
Okay. Well,
really?
Again, we'll talk off air, and I can check with our laboratory to see what they're looking at. But one of the things they're also looking at, which we are right now having a heck of a time developing technology to transdermal delivery, is omega-3 fish oil.
Really?
Yeah. Now we can't get fish oil to be delivered transdermally. So what we're looking at are alternate methods of taking the ingredients, breaking down the ingredients, and getting the essence or the bottom line ingredients
of the omega-3s
to be delivered transdermally.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Those are some of the things that we're working on right now.
Steve, we've come to the end of the interview. Just want to mention again, you can get a free 30-day trial of the new beta-alanine creatine patch by going to superhumanradio.com, clicking the banner ad on the right-hand side. It's a big skyscraper banner ad that floats up and down as you scroll up and down. When you get to the Age4 site, use the coupon code CB for creatine beta-alanine, CB free.
Right, and that's for the auto-ship option. And please, don't be afraid of the auto-ship option. You're not obligated in any way, shape, or form if you're not happy with the product.
It just keeps the tire kickers and the freebie moochers out of the game, because they're not going to bother doing that, because they really don't want it anyway. That's the thing.
Right.
All right, listen, well, Steve, as always, a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me again, Carl.
Okay.
I enjoyed it, and look forward to talking to you soon.
Okay, talk to you later. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Dr. John Cannell on. We're going to talk about the importance of vitamin A and vitamin D, the ratios that you need to observe to enhance health and not hurt your health. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Darum lauern sie dir auf. Die einen feiern nur das Gestern und spritzen mit Vergangenheit. Andere meinen, Kohle wird noch besser.
Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience of being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA-free. Go to 4sportlife.com today. That's the number 4sportlife.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
She take my money.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us all the better, faster, stronger. Work it, harder, make it better.
She a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger.
That's how long I've been on ya.
Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, we've talked about cod liver oil in the past and the importance of vitamin A and vitamin D. My next guest is going to elucidate clearer than I can this relationship and the importance of ratios in vitamin A, vitamin D. He is Dr. John Cannell, and he is with the Vitamin D Council. How are you doing, Dr. Cannell?
Good. Good. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. I just want to go over something real quick that wasn't planned. Before the interview, you and I got, I was on the phone with you. We were talking about, hey, what websites can we plug? What can we do to help? And you and I got into a discussion because you originally wanted to plug a website that may or may not have some supplements on it, and then you backed off because you're concerned that because of the dialogue that may ensue during this interview, that the FDA or the FTC could harm you, correct?
Well, yeah, they have rules, and we understand those rules, and I don't really want to comment any more about it, other than that the thing that bothers me, I guess, the most is that the studies come out of the best universities in the world, Harvard and Yale and Cambridge, and the scientists that conduct these studies have, at the end of their paper, they have a conclusion. And, you can't even quote them. I mean,
right. As it pertains to, you can't quote them because they don't want you to infer from that, hey, taking a supplement could have benefits to it.
Right. And I mean, with vitamin D, who's going to approach the FDA? This is what's going to happen. And I've written about this, and there's a molecule called vitamin D. When you make it in the skin or take it by the mouth, is inert. It's a building block. All it is a building block. And
right.
In the body, it's converted to another building block called 25-hydroxyvitamin D.
Right.
Well, now what drug companies are doing are they're taking 25-hydroxyvitamin D, and they're changing it so they can patent it. Because once they can patent it, they will have the money to go to the FDA to try to get an indication. Now, when they have changed the molecule and patented, they do not have to compare it to 25-hydroxyvitamin D. They compare it to sugar pills.
Right, a placebo.
So what's
right.
going to happen in within 5 years, there's going to be vitamin D-like prescription drugs that have indications, in my opinion, for a number of health conditions. But vitamin D itself will not have that indication.
And you know what? And I'm gonna make a prediction. The pharmaceutical industry is going to fail miserably. Just look at what is their omega-3 ethyl ester.
I know. That's a good example.
You know what?
I believe that this is what I've heard about that. It's outselling all, in terms of gross sales, is outselling all fish oils in the United States.
Really?
In sales. That's what I understand.
I can't believe that.
Isn't that disheartening? I mean,
but I can't believe it. I've also heard that it's ineffective. It's ineffective.
Well, you know, that I don't know about. I wouldn't say that about anything unless I'd seen a study about it. But that's the power. And that's a great example. It's exactly what I'm talking about. If you don't think it could happen, look at the fish oil example, because that's what will happen with vitamin D.
Lavazza.
Yeah.
Lavazza. That's
yeah.
the name of it.
Yeah, that's what will happen with vitamin D.
It's, well, you know what? Okay. Look, there's a silver lining here, Dr. Cannell. The silver lining is this. Those of us early adopters who understand the power of fish oil, for instance, will continue to take our fish oil and not need a prescription from our physician. And those out there who were oblivious to the benefits of fish oil and now getting it paid for by their insurance companies, and they're benefiting from it as well. Okay, you're right. The pharmaceutical industry is profiting by playing this lying by way of omission game. But in the end, some people are probably benefiting from taking those Lavazza capsules.
Exactly. That's exactly the way I feel about vitamin D. I say, well, maybe the only way we can address this vitamin D deficiency epidemic is by getting expensive prescription vitamin D
prescribe, right?
And then the pediatricians will give it to the children, and I have no doubt it'll work. But you know, it'll be, for one thing, it's going to be many years, and so the second thing is, I say, but you know, I mean, I'm sitting there saying vitamin D will do the same thing,
right?
You know, but which is worse, the kids continuing to be deficient, and in my opinion, the epidemics that a lot of people don't realize this. They think kids have had asthma like at this rate for 100 years. That's not true. It all started in the 80s. This
really?
Epidemic of childhood asthma, yeah, it started in the 80s.
So what is the linkage to asthma? Is it vitamin D deficiency?
Well, there's two Harvard researchers that have 100 papers out there now, including one randomized controlled trial from Japan, showing that the kids, these were 11-year-old kids who took 1,200, just a low dose, 1,200 units of vitamin D, the asthmatics were five times less likely, these asthmatic kids, to be hospitalized for their asthma. A study just came out in which they biopsied kids with severe asthma and looked at their vitamin D levels. And the kids with the lowest vitamin D levels had structural changes in their airway that the kids with the highest vitamin D levels did not. So it's not just that these kids are getting asthma, but it appears to me that there's a good possibility that simply treating the vitamin D deficiency in asthmatic children will help their asthma. That's my guess.
Wow.
Because of this randomized controlled trial. So if you know of any child with asthma or autism, which is the theory that I proposed, or any of the autoimmune disorders, the lupus that children are getting,
rheumatoid arthritis
they're getting, just make sure they're on some vitamin D. 1,000 units for every 25 pounds. That's the dose. 1,000 units for every 25 pounds. So a 36-pound kid would take 2,000 units a day.
Oh, man, that's a very small dose, isn't it?
Yeah. But
it's effective at that level. That's really good.
You could easily double it or triple it or quadruple it, and there's no chance of vitamin D toxicity. You want to hear something
yes.
strange? You know, from 1959 to 1992, the East German Democratic Republic, what is now the half of Germany, East Germany, gave every child in the country a shot of 300,000 units of vitamin D every 3 months until they were 18 months of age. For a total dose of 1,800 units. Yeah, it's incredible.
Over the course of 18 months?
18 months, yes. The 300,000 units every 3 months. So that's 1.2 million units the first year. Now, this is every child in the country.
What was the purpose of, why did they do that?
Because at that time, that was before the FDA came out and said that children only need 200 units a day, and then when East Germany became part of West Germany, the practice stopped because the Western nations take the lead from the United States. But it would be very interesting to go into and see the kids that got that dose of vitamin D when they were kids, which is half of Germany. How much autism is there in what's now East Germany? How much asthma do these kids have?
There are two types of autism, correct? And I know this is kind of we're kind of getting off track, but there are two types of autism: one that a child is born with, and one that a child acquires after a certain age.
Yeah,
correct?
That's right.
Are we talking about both forms of autism when we talk about vitamin D?
Well, if you're talking about, what I've had so far are letters from parents who have children with autism, and they say something, and they say it again and again, and it's the same thing. And they say, Dr. Cannell, my child was vitamin D deficient, and when I gave him the vitamin D that treated his deficiency, he seemed to get better and to feel better and to act better. That's what the letters tell me. I have no way of knowing whether those letters are true or not.
Right.
But if I was a parent, it's what's called a risk benefit analysis. You get in your car to go to the movie. You're taking a risk of dying by a traffic accident because the benefit of the movie is enough to take that small risk.
Right.
Right. Well, do the same if you have a child. Do the same risk benefit analysis if the child has autism or asthma. Say, what's the risk of giving the child a couple micrograms of vitamin D? That's what we're talking about. 2,000 units is 50 micrograms.
Right.
Okay. What's the risk? Well, the risk is zero. I mean, the worst that can happen is the child will have stronger bones.
Right.
So, and what's the potential benefit? Well, it could be substantial. The science hasn't been done yet. So
right.
It's being done as we talk. So if you think about it like that, there's no reason not to try it.
I'm with you on this one. I mean, this is a no-brainer. How do you get the problem is how do you get the message out to the masses? And when you get that message out to the masses, what are the repercussions against the messenger?
Well, we've been in since 2002. The Vitamin D Council has been preaching this, and we've had a good relationship with the government. We haven't had any problems, but mainly because we're not really selling anything on our website.
Right.
We have sponsors, but we're not, we don't push it. And because of what I do with my blog, one way your viewers could help too is, go to vitamindcouncil.org and become a member. It's like $50 a year or $5 a month. And you'll get a blog 2 or 3 times a week, and you'll stay up with the latest studies about vitamin D. And they are just remarkable.
And quite often those studies don't just cover vitamin D. Like, we're going to be talking about vitamin A and its relationship with vitamin D.
today. And this is a very, very important discussion. We're talking with Dr. John J. Cannell. The website, again, is the Vitamin D. It's vitamindcouncil.org, correct?
Yeah, one word, vitamindcouncil.org.
But also, you have a great book out there that illustrates the sports performance effects of vitamin D supplementation, and that is vitamindsportsbook.com, correct?
Well, it's actually the neuromuscular. Anybody who has muscles or nerves would be interested in this book. And that's everybody living has muscles and nerves. If you're young, you might want to say it's going to improve my basketball game. If you're 85 years old, it might improve your ability to get up the stairs.
I like that. And that book is vitamindsportsbook.com, correct?
Yes, that's okay. Right.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MahLer.com.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
When you take real performance enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. John J. Cannell. You know, I have been a big proponent of cod liver oil because of its combined vitamin D and vitamin A, but I also supplement with vitamin D separately. And in a discussion previously with Dr. Cannell, we got into a little bit more of this that we're going to be talking about now, and there are ratios that need to be observed for optimal health. First of all, Dr. Cannell, you actually were the lead author on a paper specifically about this, correct?
Yeah, and what surprised me the most was the number of vitamin A experts and world-famous nutritionists like Walter Willett from Harvard and Ed Giovinici from Harvard, who signed on as co-authors. to this paper. And what the paper was simply doing was warning people not to take vitamin A and not to take cod liver oil. And I can tell you that, you know, that there were a lot of people that didn't like this. And let me tell you that the what's going on. There are two problems with vitamin A. The first occurs in the developing world, where there's children that are eating a bowl of rice three times a day, or, you know, that are eating wheat three times a day, or et cetera. They live basically on one grain. And
right.
That's not uncommon. Now, those children all are vitamin A deficient, because until we learn how to put vitamin A in rice and vitamin A in wheat or something, these children will be vitamin A deficient. There's no carotenoids, the building blocks of vitamin A in these cereal grains. So we have a widespread vitamin A deficiency, although it seems to be getting better in the developing world. Then you come to the United States, where there are foods like breakfast cereals and margarine and butter and milk and eggs are often not only fortified with vitamin A, but they're fortified with the downstream version of vitamin A. That is the retinol acetate and retinol palmitate that the body cannot regulate on its own,
which is considered active vitamin A, correct?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. So what the problem is in the United States is widespread subclinical toxicity of vitamin A.
What are the symptoms of this subclinical toxicity?
You have to wait till you get older, but then it's mainly seen in your bones. But they had to stop. There was one big study of vitamin A to prevent cancer. It was a randomized placebo-controlled study, and they had to stop it because the vitamin A arm was dying more frequently and had more cancer. So now this is not beta carotene, and it's not the carotenoids. We're not
right.
talking about that. We're talking about retinol acetate and retinol palmitate.
Right.
And that's why, I don't know if you know this, but 10 years ago, if you looked at your multivitamin, it would say 5,000 units of retinol acetate or
right.
retinol palmitate. Look at it now. They all changed because Walter Willett called them all and had a meeting at Harvard, and he said, stop this. This is killing people. And if you don't, you know, I don't know what I wasn't at the meeting, but they stopped it. When Walter Willett speaks, the vitamin companies listen, believe me.
Okay.
So there's a huge change. Go to the store and you'll see now that the vitamin A in virtually all multivitamins is beta carotene.
Right. Which
right, okay,
now there's another argument against beta carotene that it doesn't convert to active vitamin
right.
A easily. But okay.
Well, one of the ways the body fights vitamin A toxicity is that it's just a one gene mutation in the intestine that will stop your body from having natural vitamin A metabolism. The rate limiting step for vitamin A metabolism is in the intestine. If you have adequate vitamin A stores, the enzyme that is needed to absorb the carotenoids and beta carotene is turned off. And so you don't absorb as many of them. And then if your vitamin A level, if you need more vitamin A, that enzyme just turns on, and your body absorbs the beta carotene and the other carotenoids and makes vitamin A from the widespread fruit and vegetables.
Right.
I mean, if there was a kid in this country who drank no milk, ate no eggs, ate no breakfast cereal, ate no vegetables, ate no fruit, period, and no fruit bars and no V8 juice and no fruit V8 juice, and I mean that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
Then that child might be vitamin A deficient, but that's according to all these vitamin A experts and the nutrition experts, that's extremely rare.
Right.
So theoretically, this is the way the toxicity of vitamin A works. Vitamin A and vitamin D are needed at the vitamin D receptor. In America, there's much, much more vitamin A hanging around that receptor than needs be. There's very little vitamin D. So when you take regular cod liver oil, they've changed it recently, and we'll talk about that ratio.
Yes.
But there's all this vitamin A and a very little, small amount of vitamin D. And what happens is, instead of the vitamin A and vitamin D binding to each other like they're supposed to and then stimulating the vitamin D receptor, the two vitamin A molecules bind to each other and only weakly block that receptor or stimulate it and block that receptor. So that's thought to be the mechanism where retinol acetate and retinol palmitate harms you. Now, it used to be that when the cod fisheries were in were in temperate zones, and where the cod were fished in the summertime from the shore of everywhere from Ireland to, you know, all around. The oil that was made from those fish was much higher in vitamin D than in vitamin A. That is the
really?
Ratio. Yes, yes. Now the fisheries are all in the Arctic. Where the sun never shines up high enough for the krill to make the vitamin D, or the, so there's not vitamin D in the food chain.
Right. Most of them, the D is 1 to 10 to A. I mean, most of them have, you know, one part
right.
D it, to 10 parts A.
The correct ratio is the opposite. It's about the opposite. It's about, you should take 10 times more vitamin D than you do vitamin A. If you're going to take any vitamin A at all, there's just no reason to take it if you have, If you eat a, I mean, even if you eat at McDonald's, you're getting plenty of vitamin A. You know, I mean, there's just because the ratio is needed. So that's what we try to, we said it very clearly. Made a lot of people mad. Made the cod liver oil manufacturers mad. But if you look around at the cod liver oil, I think now you'll see that they're starting to add more and more vitamin D to their cod liver oil. I told them, and Walter Willett told them in this paper, that the ratios, you know, we don't actually know what the ratio. And anybody, like I just said, was 10 to 1. That's a guess.
Yeah, I was taking cod liver oil, and then on top of that, supplementing with additional vitamin D.
I've since
stopped taking cod liver oil, and I'm taking retinol palmitate, 10,000 IUs a day, and I'm taking also 10,000 IUs a day of vitamin D. Is that a bad ratio for me?
Yeah. That's way too much retinol palmitate.
Okay, so let's do this. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the optimal ratios to see if you have shine some light
sure.
on this, so to speak. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. John J. Cannell. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the
the great ingredients that made it work originally, but now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Dr. John J. Cannell with the Vitamin D Council. Go to vitamindcouncil.org. Also, check out his book, vitamindsportsbook.com. Even though the book says it's about sports, as he pointed out during the last segment, anybody who has muscle and nerves, which is all of us, and want to maintain healthy function of these as we age, this book has a lot of good information in it. Dr. Cannell, okay, what are good ratios if someone does want to supplement with D and A?
There are no studies that look directly at that. At this point, the only way to answer that question is to go back to the 2 million years when humans lived in around the equator in the Oldavi Gorge, and you know, we're close to Kenya, which is right on the equator. For 2 million years, we left the trees, and we were on the savanna there, and
right.
So we were naked under the sun. So we have some idea of how much vitamin D those people, our ancestors, got, and it was a lot. You know, it was good. The skin was extremely black, but they were in the sun most of the day, and so it was probably 10,000 units a day.
Okay.
The other question is how much vitamin A they got is a question that, to my knowledge, has never been answered, and it depends a lot upon how much vitamin A are in insects and small animals, because the genome didn't start killing woolly mammoths until they had already migrated out. I mean, the genome had already been formed when humans had speech and spears and fire and became what we know today, you know, started wearing clothes.
I mean, right.
Yeah. So that's sort of the question. What is the diet? And the diet out on the savannah was mainly, nuts and seeds and fruit and, grasses and vegetables and insects, I would think, you know. But I'm not a Paleolithic diet specialist. So that question has not been answered. But this is the problem with taking any supplemental vitamin A, in my opinion, is that if you never eat a sweet potato or a pumpkin or a carrot or a cantaloupe or a spinach or drink milk or eat butter or eggs or eat cereals, if you never do that, or broccoli or butternut squash or anything, these things are loaded with vitamin A, just loaded.
Are they loaded with active vitamin A or the carotene, the beta carotenes that convert to vitamin A?
The fortified breakfast cereals, the eggs, the butter, the whole milk, and the 2% milk and the non-fat milk are all loaded with preformed retinol.
Okay.
Retinol acetate or retinol palmitate. And that, many people think that's the source of the problem. If they would just put beta carotene in these foods instead of preformed retinol, the whole thing would go away.
But there are those who argue that beta carotene does not convert to vitamin A, but what you pointed out before is it does. But there is a negative feedback loop that keeps it from too much being produced.
Right. What the people that say that have just identified a certain group of people in which there doesn't seem to be any conversion. But the question to ask is, well, I hope not. I mean, for example, I hope that my body's not converting it because only when I need it. I mean, I hope sometimes it shuts it off. I mean, if I drink, I like eggs and I like butter and I like, we drink whole milk. And so I have all this retinol going into my system directly,
right?
You know, And so I'm sure I just from that every day I get the RDA for retinol, which is something like 800 international units a day. I easily get that for an adult, 700, yeah, 700. I hope so. I hope it's turned off.
But now there are some naturopathic doctors out there leading the charge, talking about the importance of bolus doses of vitamin A, especially when children are exposed to viruses, that it has an antiviral.
They get all of this. Yeah, they get all of this from undeveloped countries. Where
vitamin A is deficient, you're saying?
Exactly. In undeveloped countries, there is a question about, because super analysis of the randomized controlled trials showed it actually hurts. One showed it helps a little bit. So the question is out there. So it's not clear at all what the consensus is about that. Certainly the effect on viruses is going to be nothing like the effect vitamin D has.
Okay, so now let's talk about vitamin A and vitamin D for a second. They both seem to have an affinity to the same receptor, as you pointed out. They seem to store themselves in the liver. Is it even necessary to take daily aliquots of these? Or don't they build up the liver over time?
Vitamin D is stored in the muscle and the fat when it's stored appropriately. Very few Americans store any vitamin D. The system is supposed to work this way. And let me tell you about a really interesting study. If people say, well, what, Dr. Cannell, how do you know that 50 is the right blood level to have, or 60 or something? And I say, well, okay, that's the middle of the reference range, for one thing, and that is it's normal.
Right.
Two, it's the level that our closest hominoid relatives have. Number three, it's the level that people who work in the sun, like lifeguards, that's the level they have. And
right.
Number four, and this is very important as far as I'm concerned, if you have a level like a normal American and you're breastfeeding, you're a woman who's breastfeeding, there'll be no vitamin D in your breast milk.
Oh, wow.
You know, if you're a normal American woman, there's no vitamin D in your breast milk. But if you take vitamin D and you get your level up to 50, guess what happens?
There's vitamin D in the breast milk.
Which tells you that's
the overflow threshold. You got to get to that point.
You got it. Got it. Because, I mean, does it make any sense to you that that breast milk doesn't have any vitamin D?
Well, if let's face it, it's beneficial to the baby, but the organism is designed to protect itself. So it says, hey, this is the minimum I need before I'm going to give any away.
Right. But I mean, if you think of humans developing for 2 million years, would it make any sense that breast milk would be short in vitamin D?
No, absolutely not.
To me, right.
Right.
So there's all these, and these are zoological reasons mainly, but because I was a zoologist trained before I became a physician. But and the level of 50 is just, it's a natural level. And the other thing is that Robert Haney, the Professor Haney at Creighton University, found out that once your level gets above 40 to 45, your body does what it's supposed to, and that it starts to store a little extra vitamin D. So if your level is, for example, less than 40, and you take vitamin D, your body uses it up all right away.
Yeah.
Your level doesn't go up, and you don't store any, because that's called substrate starvation. The body is starved for it, and it uses it all up right away.
Right.
But if you take, like you do, if you take the amount you do, 10,000 units a day or whatever you take, your body is storing some of that. If you did a biopsy of your muscles or fat, you would find vitamin D there.
Right.
And the system, the whole system is built for overflow. The chances of you getting vitamin D toxic is zero. Now, the chance of you being vitamin A subclinically toxic is, I mean, if they biopsy your liver, they may find some pathology in your liver from the amount of vitamin A that you take.
Really?
Yes, they may.
I haven't been taking it very long. I've only been taking it for a few months at that level. Not even at that level. I started taking cod liver oil about 3 or 4 months ago because of the vitamin A, and then I switched away from the cod liver oil and just went right with vitamin A gel caps.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. The only way you can determine vitamin A toxicity is from a liver biopsy. And there are case report after case report after case report in the literature about vitamin A causing liver toxicity.
Now, so let's talk about the symptoms. You said a lot of the symptoms of vitamin A toxicity don't show up until you're older. You said that something happens in your bones. What happens?
Yeah, bone pathology. There's a randomized controlled trial that shows death is more frequent. There's a randomized controlled trial that shows cancer is more frequent, et cetera. So,
does this have anything to do with the fact that vitamin A seems to be the differentiating mechanism for stem cells as far as the cancer goes?
Vitamin A is crucial to the organism, but you already have enough. Unless you've got a really weird diet, you already have enough. It's not like people, you know, it's like calcium. People say, oh, okay, I got to take, 1,000 milligrams of calcium a day.
They never look at the diet to find out what I think that's so interesting.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, that's right. You got it. The recommendation is 1,000 milligrams or 1,200 milligrams total calcium intake.
Right.
That so we have people drinking milk and yogurt three times a day, and they take 1,200 milligrams of calcium, and they eat all these vegetables loaded with calcium. They're getting 3,000, 4,000 milligrams a day of calcium.
Yeah, I know. I've actually decried that numerous times on this show over the years.
The same is true with vitamin A. That's the exact same situation.
Okay. All right, so point well taken. I'm going to back off of my vitamin A. I'm going to continue my 10,000 IUs of vitamin D. However, my question to you is, how long is it going to take for my body to resolve whatever vitamin A has been absorbed, stored, and damaged?
I don't know because without a liver biopsy, there's no way to tell. But it's going to be months or a year or so.
Really? That's amazing.
Yeah, the vitamin A is recycled in the body. So the catabolism of vitamin A, how the body gets rid of it, has not yet been identified by science.
Wow. Yeah. Very, very interesting. Very, very interesting.
Yeah, it is. I mean, people who are worried about that, just eat a serving of liver. I mean, one serving of liver is enough to inhibit the actions of activated vitamin D. That one serving of liver has enough vitamin A in it to inhibit or to prevent vitamin D's actions, indicating that it's an enormous amount of vitamin A. But, you know, liver's got a lot of stuff in it. But there's a case, by the way, of vitamin A toxicity from two children whose parents gave them liver all fairly often, and they both got symptoms of vitamin A toxicity.
And what exactly are those symptoms before we go into the break? Is it like nausea? Is it
Right, it's nausea, headache, fatigue, loss of appetite, dizziness, dry skin. Your skin sort of peels off. When it becomes really bad, your brain can swell. Now that's acute toxicity.
Right.
Chronic toxicity includes dry, itchy skin, losing your skin, a loss of appetite, a headache, bone and joint pain, etc. In infants, it can cause bulging, fontanelles. You know what those are in the infants? The kind of soft places on their skull.
Yeah.
So those are the symptoms, and I'm sure you probably don't have those. So
no, that's I feel really good now because I don't have any of those symptoms. So I'm just going to back off now, and that's it.
The reason is because you take enough vitamin D probably to counteract.
Well, some days I take even more. There are days where I take 15,000. I use days that I take 20 because, and I'm not real regular about it because I think to myself, well, what if I lived in the sun? Maybe today I'd stay out for 8 hours and I'd produce 20,000 IUs. So I kind of alternate but I never go below 10,000 IUs a day.
Yeah. What's your level?
I haven't had it in a while, but last time I checked it was 78. I did that at home ZRT test.
In my opinion, anybody taking those doses should they have to check their levels periodically because I haven't published this yet, but I did a study. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
I did a study on myself. And now I gave myself 50,000 units a day and then 100,000 units a day. And when my levels got up first, as they started to go up, I checked my urine for total urine calcium. That is, I wanted to see if I was urinating my bones out.
Right.
Okay? And in fact, when my levels got up to around 150, indeed, that's exactly what happened. And by the time my levels got up to 400, not only was I sick with nausea and vomiting and abdominal pain and anorexia, but my urine calcium was quite high. And I did this experiment on myself. Do not do it on yourself. I did it because I was curious about a couple things that I'm not going to talk about now because they're the subject of a scientific paper. But one of the reasons I did it is because people talk about how bad, this is something terrible, toxicity is going to. I wanted to see what it was like.
Yeah, right.
And it does exist, and believe me, it's bad.
How long were you sick for when you finally reached the threshold of being toxic?
About a month.
Wow. Yeah, and so you did, you ceased all supplementation, yeah. and it took about a month for it to go away.
Yeah. No, it took about, I took everything and it took about 8 months for my level to get back normal. It took about 2 weeks for the symptoms to go away. And there is no sequela, that is. And there's a paper out just this week that shows the same things. But these two patients got up to 800 nanograms per milliliter.
Holy mackerel.
It injured their kidneys. But when their levels went back down, their kidneys returned to normal. So when people talk about this vitamin D toxicity, it's real. It exists. And if you're taking 20,000 units a day or 15,000 units a day, you may be urinating your calcium out in your bones out in your urine. That's possible.
I'm going to have to do another. You think 78 is problematic?
No.
That's the last test I did a year ago. I used that ZRT blood spot test is what I used.
Not at all. That's a level that humans have.
And I'm also dark-skinned, and I've learned that those of us with more melanin seem to metabolize D differently than those who are fair-skinned.
Yeah, that's possible. I'm not aware of any studies, but
I just posted something.
Metabolize it
on my blog.
Very differently.
I posted a couple things on my blog just in the past few months about that. Let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we'll wrap it up. We're talking with Dr. John J. Cannell. You can learn more about him a couple different ways. You can either go to the Vitamin D Council's website, which is vitamindcouncil.org, or you can check out his new book, vitamindsportsbook.com. which has a lot of great information about the benefits of vitamin D, not only on sports performance, but on human performance in general. Vitamin D is very, very critical. We're learning more and more about it every single day. It should be part of your personal arsenal to stay well. We'll be right back. Six Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse. CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give
give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Dr. John J. Cannell. And I've had my eyes opened, and that's why I wanted to do this show. Because we had Sally Fallon come on from Weston A. Price talk about the benefits of supplementing with vitamin A. And I want to make sure.
I spoke at the Weston Price Foundation. I spoke about vitamin D, and right following me was a vitamin A researcher, and he told the entire group, don't take cod liver oil and don't take vitamin A. And it was like he was talking to a group of religious fanatics.
Because I mean, they must have flipped out. I know.
It made no difference. And here he said it just flat out. I mean, you're probably all vitamin A toxic. Stop it. But it didn't matter. I mean, she's a great woman and she has a great group there. But this mistake she's making with the amount of vitamin A is, at least one of the cod liver oil companies have changed their ratios. At least they tell me that. So they'll have a couple 3,000 units of vitamin D per teaspoon, and then 400 units of vitamin A. That's probably fine.
Well, you know what?
The ratio is not known. But let's talk about my book. We have a few minutes.
Please.
When I was at the hospital, patients kept telling, I put everybody on 5,000 units a day, and the patients came back and kept telling me, you know, I can jump higher, I can run faster, et cetera, et cetera. I didn't believe them. Until I went back in the literature and started reviewing the East German and the Russian literature from the 50s. And there, study after study after study on elite athletes, especially in Germany, showed that if you irradiate them with vitamin D producing light or give them vitamin D, they perform better.
Right.
As you know, vitamin D is a steroid hormone.
Right.
So then in 1958, all these studies stopped, like some order from the state came down. And within the next year, the Russians and the East Germans began to dominate the Olympics, and they did so for 30 years. And they dominated the Olympics, and people say, oh, that's all because they were on steroids.
Right.
But so were our guys, because it wasn't illegal in the 60s.
Right. SIBA made Dianabol and advertised it in gyms.
Yeah, plus I asked myself, I said, well, okay, if it is anabolic steroids like testosterone and not vitamin D, then it'll be true for that whole time. I won't find an Olympics where they failed miserably.
Right.
And I said, what I'm looking for is an Olympics that was held in an extremely vitamin D rich atmosphere. So all the athletes would be vitamin D sufficient. And what I need was one close to the equator at high altitude. And guess what? And I predicted that there would be a huge number of world records set at that Olympics. And that Olympics was held in 1968 in Mexico City at 7,000 feet. And you know all the outdoor athletes had to come early, right, to get acclimatized.
Right.
So they're all out there practicing in this sun at 7,000 feet altitude.
Right.
So they're all vitamin D sufficient. Did you know how many world records were set in 1968? It's just enormous.
Really?
They were almost all in outdoor sports, not indoor sports. And guess where East Germany and Russia ended up? They weren't 1 and 2. They were 6 and 7.
Wow.
The United States won that Olympics.
Wow.
2 years later, they're back in West Germany. America loses the Olympics, and even their basketball team loses.
That's amazing.
The Russians.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, it is amazing. It's just amazing. And remember, if you're 80 years old and, you know, you have trouble walking up the stairs or getting out of bed and going to the bathroom, that may well be vitamin D deficiency.
How does vitamin D affect strength?
It has direct effect on type 2 muscles. That is, if you're vitamin D deficient, your type 2 muscle cells, which are the fast acting muscle cells, start to atrophy. And its effects on nerves are multiple. It affects the nerve growth factors that make the connections in your nerves. Now, it won't turn a bad athlete like me into a good athlete. It never did that. But it, my resting pulse is usually about 55 or something like that, and I'm 63 years old.
Right.
And my blood pressure is like 110/60. I mean, it affects the cardiovascular system. You probably noticed that too. Once you're on vitamin D, your resting pulse and your blood
my resting pulse, I train pretty hard most of the year. Right now I'm on a detraining level right now to try to give my central nervous system some time to come back. But I actually, when I'm training very, very heavy and hard, I actually am one of those people that suffers from mild bradycardia. My heart rate will get down into the 40s quite often, and it scares the heck out of me. But I've been tested so many times, I've been told there's nothing wrong with my heart.
No, it's just because you're in such good shape and you have such high vitamin D levels. That, by the way, is a really, I don't think I've ever seen anybody really sick with a resting pulse in the 50s or lower.
Right.
I mean, there is a rare condition where your heart can't beat and your rate goes down to 30 or 20 or 10. You don't want that.
Yeah.
But that's not what you had. I know what you're talking about because when I used to play outdoor basketball and I was really good in shape, the same thing would happen to me. They even gave me a medicine in the hospital to speed my heart rate because they were so concerned about it. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, and I did enough research to find out that a lot of elite athletes suffer from bradycardia for the same exact reason.
Exactly. It's not suffering. It's normal. It's your heart is so strong and the vitamin D level is so high that your heart is just one. It's just a really efficient, effective pump.
I have a very large heart. I never knew the advantage of this, but when I was a young boy, I must have been about maybe 15 or 16 years old, and I had a chest X-ray, and I remember the physician coming out and looking at my mother perplexed, and I'll never forget the words he said. He said, "Your son's heart occupies a much larger space in his chest than I would have anticipated." And
I doubt that's still true.
Was that?
I said, I doubt that's still true.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean,
get a chest X-ray sometime with your doctor. Just go and check and see. It's probably because you were vitamin D deficient as a kid.
I drank copious amounts of milk. I drank I remember my father Carmine saying to me, "Carl, we're going to have to buy a cow." I used to drink a gallon of milk every single day. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I became fat because of that.
I did the same thing. I know what you're talking about.
I loved milk, especially if it was the right cold temperature out of the refrigerator. I could drink the whole gallon in one shot.
What years were that?
Well, I was born in 58, so that was probably like in the 60s.
Yeah, they were starting to fortify milk with vitamin D then, so you got some that way. So the book talks about what I talked about the sports, but it talks a lot more about vitamin D in general. It has chapters in it about vitamin D and lots of different health conditions. It talks about and I use language that is easily understood about how vitamin D works in the body, what we think might be the effects of this widespread pandemic of vitamin D deficiency, et cetera. So it's a, it also talks about the importance of cofactors. If you take vitamin D, vitamin D needs magnesium, zinc, and boron, as well as vitamin A to work properly. The vitamin A is supplied to all Americans in excess quantity. So that leaves magnesium, zinc, boron, and vitamin K2. So it's important to eat a handful of seeds and nuts every day, because they're loaded with all the cofactors I just mentioned, except the vitamin K2, which has to be taken as a supplement unless you eat organ meat or hard cheeses, which are loaded with vitamin K2.
Parmesan loaded with K2?
Yeah, Parmesan has K2 in
cool.
it. Yeah. But the majority of Americans, the intake of the majority of Americans of magnesium, zinc, and boron is less than ideal. So that's why when I designed a vitamin D product, I added these cofactors because I figured there are people who just can't be bothered with remembering to eat a handful of seeds and nuts every day and take a vitamin K2 supplement.
Right.
So I added it all to, you can, if you Google Advanced D, just those two words, Advanced Vitamin D, or I'm sorry, Advanced D, you'll find it, but you can, the stuff from Walmart works fine, you know, or other,
wherever you get it, exactly.
Yeah, handful of seeds and nuts.
And I eat nuts.
Really important.
I eat nuts all day long. I go through.
Yeah.
I mean,
there you go.
So
they're
many.
Great food. I mean, a great food to eat nuts and seeds. And you can get sunflower seeds, and you can get sesame seeds, and you can get all these nuts and some dried fruits, and you put them out for your family in a bowl.
Right.
You know, and people just sort of naturally snack on them. And you're giving good nutrition to your family, especially if you have children. It's just something you should just do as a habit.
Yeah. We've come to the end of the interview. I want to remind my audience to, number one, go to vitamindsportsbook.com and pick up your copy of the book that will show you the linkage between performance and human performance in general and vitamin D. And then, of course, join in the discussion. Be part of the process by going to vitamindcouncil.org. Dr. Cannell, I want to thank you for coming on Superhuman Radio today.
Thanks for having me. Any time you want to get an update. The members of the Vitamin D Council get a blog three times a week, two or three times a week, and are updated on the latest studies that have come out that week usually about vitamin D.
So very cool.
It's a nice way to
I'll join this week, and that way when I see the blogs, we can have you on the show to talk about them and expand on them.
Any time, yeah.
Sounds great. All right, listen, thanks so much.
Okay, see you.
And I also want to thank Steve Lapidus for coming on from Age Force early in the show. Don't forget, this offer expires Sunday, September 25th at midnight, to take advantage of the 30-day free trial on the new creatine beta-alanine patch from Age Force. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Age Force banner ad on the right-hand side, use the coupon code CBFREE. Check it out. We'll see you tomorrow. Casual Friday. We got a lot of things to rant about tomorrow. I went to see Contagion. I'm really upset. We'll be right back. Well, no. What am I saying? We'll be back tomorrow.